Dalton Kincaid caught a touchdown from Josh Allen in teamwork on day 10 of Bills Camp Tuesday, per the team site's practice notebook. And the knee he chose to rehab rather than surgically repair has now made it through nearly 2 weeks of August without a genuine incident. For this player, that is the headline that matters. The June preview said two things. First, that Kincaid's best per-game season was built on efficiency, nearly 12 yards per target on modest volume. And that for tight ends, efficiency is the ingredient that does not stick while targets are the one that does. Fragile, we said, not fake. Second, that the torn posterior cruciate ligament he played on, and then chose to strengthen rather than operate on, made his workload the real question, and that his practice cadence through camp was how the team would answer it in public. The cadence answer keeps coming back positive. The one scare of the summer happened before this window, back on August 3rd, when he went down in practice and trainers checked his left knee. It turned out to be nothing of the sort. Kincaid told reporters it was, in his words, a knee to the family jewels. A few minutes of pain and nothing more. And he returned to practice shortly after, per Mike Straw of Roundtable Sports via Yahoo, originally reported by WKBW's Matt Bove. Since then, full participation and the Tuesday touchdown. The blank spot in the week is Saturday's game. No Kincaid stat line surfaced in the accounts of Buffalo's 29-14 win over Carolina in the new stadium. Does the June read hold? Confirmed, on the half of it that camp can test. The knee is doing everything a rehabbed without surgery knee is supposed to do, which was the gate on the whole profile. The efficiency question, whether the career year's yards per target spike repeats once DJ Moore is absorbing Josh Allen's attention, cannot be answered by a practice notebook, and we will not pretend otherwise. That one waits for real target counts. Next week, watch whether Kincaid draws targets in the preseason game at Cleveland on Saturday, and whether the practice participation stays unbroken as the workload builds toward the season. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.